Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets drifted lower on Friday night after a quiet session amid fresh global growth concerns and with investors eyeing the latest tensions in the Middle East. The Dow eased 17 points or 0.1%, broader S&P 500 down 0.2%, the Nasdaq was down 0.5%, with chip makers particularly weak after a soft second quarter result and outlook from Broadcom Inc. Facebook rose 2.2% after the Wall Street Journal revealed the social networking giant will be partnering the likes of Visa, MasterCard, PayPal and Uber to create a cryptocurrency called Libra. The White House firmly placed the blame on Iran for last Thursday's attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman, with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stating that Tehran wanted its successful maximum pressure campaign lifted. Iran took aim at Washington later in the day, denying Pompeo's claims. For the week, the Dow rose 0.4%, S&P 500 up 0.5%, and the Nasdaq up 0.7%. In US corporate earnings, Broadcom fell 5.6% after the chipmaker posted weaker than expected second quarter revenue late last Thursday and cut its guidance for 2019, citing broad-based demand weakness and the US crackdown on Huawei. In US economic data, retail sales rose 0.5% in May against consensus expectations for a 0.6% climb. Data for April was upwardly revised. Separately, the University of Michigan said its consumer sentiment index in June fell to a reading of 97.9 from 100 in May. European bourses retreated as weak Chinese data and Middle East tensions weighed on sentiment. Germany's DAX down 0.6%, France's CAC down 0.2%. Chipmakers under pressure after Broadcom's warning of a global slowdown in chip demand. London's FTSE lost 0.3% despite a partial recovery in last Friday's afternoon session. Base metals were mostly weaker, copper down 0.9% to 263.5 a pound. Elsewhere, aluminium was down 1.5% and zinc lost 0.8%. However, nickel rose 0.5%. Widespread flooding in Indonesia's nickel hub of Sulawesi has sparked concerns of disruption in nickel supply from Indonesia. Data released last Friday from the National Bureau of Statistics showed China's industrial output growth slowed to a more than 17-year low of 5% in May, well below consensus expectations for growth of 5.5%. Benchmark spot iron ore rose 20 cents to $110.30 a metric tonne. Gold futures added 80 cents to $1,344.50 an ounce, climbing to their highest level since April 2018 earlier in the session at $1,362.20 an ounce. The latest tensions in the Middle East lifted oil prices. WTI settled 23 cents higher at $52.74 a barrel, albeit posting its third weekly decline in the past four, down 2.7%. Brent gained 70 cents or 1.1% to $62.01 a barrel. The International Energy Agency released their latest monthly report on Friday night and cut its demand growth forecast for 2019 by 100,000 barrels per day to 1.2 million barrels per day, citing worsening prospects for world trade. US Treasury yields climbed off their session lows following the release of the solid US retail sales data. US 10-year Treasury yields little changed at 2.093% after touching an intra-session low of 2.058%. The Federal Reserve hosts its latest two-day monetary policy meeting this week. While the central bank is not expected to make any changes to interest rates, market expectations for a rate cut in July currently sit at about 86.3%, according to the CME Group's FedWatch tool. Investors are also pricing in a 70.1% chance of another cut in September. Australian dollar is weaker, buying approximately 68.74 US cents. National Australia Bank joined the chorus of economists now forecasting two further interest rate cuts from the Reserve Bank of Australia this year in August and November.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.